Good morning and welcome. Welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Wednesday, July 13th, 2016 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. And it is a wild one. As always, I am your host, Chris Hinckley. We are all road warriors. Those who would esteem themselves to be, feel free to dive into the chat area. As always, I would be remiss if I didn't mention that over at roadwarriorradio.chattango.com. And I think we'll pick up kind of where we left off yesterday. It was interesting. I would invite the discussion. I mean, if you guys are interested, I'm willing. I would invite the continuation of the discussion at the end of yesterday's broadcast, respectfully and not contentious, in the spirit of, you know, Jefferson's words, perhaps, enlighten the people generally, and the dissemination of knowledge is the answer, to paraphrase Jefferson's words. But I want to give you the piece that I wrote the other day and use that kind of as the backdrop of today's broadcast as a continuation of yesterday. So the title of the piece that I wrote with the incidents that have occurred recently in view was, the title was Making Sense of the Seemingly Random Violence and Chaos. And that, of course, with the incidents that occurred last week, and it's very interesting. Just as a side note on that, as a brief aside, I have mentioned that I'm not entirely convinced that any of those incidents, as I would call them, have taken place in the fashion that we are led to believe. In other words, I don't believe the establishment narrative on any of them. And it's an odd coincidence that all of these things keep happening, especially in the era of the Obama administration, an administration that has had an unusually high number of these kinds of shooting incidents that seem to correlate with the ardent push to disarm the American populace. And that's very disconcerting. And I think folks should be aware of that. We should be wise to that. So with that said, I call those events that occurred last week incidents. I wouldn't refer to them as shootings per se because of my suspicion, I would say. So, with that said, the title of the piece was Making Sense of the Seemingly Random Violence and Chaos. And it opens with a quote from Patrick Henry in his letter to Archibald Blair. It's the kind of pared down quote, "Virtue, morality, and religion, this is the armor. If we lose these, we are conquered, fallen indeed. So long as our manners and principles remain sound, there is no danger." And again, that was Patrick Henry in 1799. So reflecting on this week's violence in particular, or last week's violence, in particular the Alton Sterling incident, the Philando Castile incident, and the Dallas protest incident involving alleged shooter Micah Javier Johnson, or Micah X, as the media is reporting, which again is very interesting. If you do a search, if you do a Google search, and I know I'll get in trouble for that, but if you do a Google search for Micah Javier Johnson, most recent search that I did received a million hits. Micah Javier Johnson is a million hits, and Micah X Johnson is over 6 million. So that's interesting. Of course, the correlation there is Malcolm X, the Black Panthers, and all of that nonsense. And so again, it's a contrived conflict. So continuing, reflecting on this last week's violence, in particular the Alton Sterling incident, the Philando Castile incident, and the Dallas protest incident involving alleged shooter Micah Javier Johnson, or Micah X, as the media is reporting. Is there any sense to be made of it all? The Bible tells us in places like Matthew 10:35 and 36 and others that there will be chaos, enmity, and animosity even amongst family and loved ones. But may I suggest this caveat? It's not accidental, as most would presume. And speaking of scriptural references, I think a healthy dose of 2 Thessalonians 2:11 and others, Romans 1:18 to 32, and perhaps even a bit of 2 Timothy 3:1 through 5 is probably in order. In simplest terms, the operative old esoteric phrase is ordo ab chao, Latin for order from chaos. The world is being changed in a variety of ways. To explain in full detail would require more time and space than this post properly affords, but suffice it, perhaps, to say we're, the world as a whole, being steered, albeit somewhat subtly and implicitly, back to Genesis 6 and 11. Qui bono? To whose gain or benefit? To summarize, I like to point to Amazon's book description for Carol Quigley's Anglo-American Establishment, published in 1981. The book description reads, Quigley exposes the secret societies established in London in 1891 by Cecil Rhodes. Quigley explains how these men worked in union to begin their society to control the world. He explains how all the wars from that time were deliberately created to control the economies of all the nations. Carol Quigley was not a conspiracist. He was a highly regarded Georgetown University professor and macro historian. He was, you might say, the counterpart of Arnold J. Toynbee on this side of the pond. He was also a mentor to Bill Clinton. Here's the Amazon entry for Quigley. Carol Quigley, 1910 to 1977, was a highly respected professor at the School of Foreign Service at Georgetown University. He was an instructor at Princeton and Harvard, a consultant to the U.S. Department of Defense, the House of Astronautics and Space Exploration, and the U.S. Navy. Incidentally, Quigley's Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, published in 1966, is extremely informative even today. Fast forward to today, if you notice, there's a growing belief that society needs babysitters. Instead of simply behaving ourselves, there's a growing notion that someone somewhere should do something to stop the madness. Who is that someone? Who is that parent? In contrast, America was founded on the notion of self-government. But that history is largely occluded today. To quote Edward Abbey, grown men do not need leaders. Or to quote the Declaration of Independence, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, or unalienable if you prefer. But either way, cannot be given away, cannot be taken away, but can be abrogated. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. And this idea that government is beholden to the people, that it has no other, this obviously Reagan's words, to quote Reagan from his Time for Choosing speech in 1964 on the Goldwater campaign trail. And this idea that government is beholden to the people, that it has no other source of power except the sovereign people, is still the newest and most unique idea in all the long history of man's relation to man. This is the issue, Reagan said of this election at the time, but it's still the issue. This is the issue, whether we believe in our capacity for self-government or whether we abandon the American Revolution and confess that a little intellectual elite in a far distant capital can plan our lives for us better than we can plan them ourselves. Or to quote John Adams in a letter to Abigail, May 17, 1776, there is something very unnatural and odious in a government 1,000 leagues off. A whole government of our own choice, managed by persons whom we love, revere, and can confide in, has charms in it for which men will fight. Question. So then, if we're to abandon the American Revolution and confess that a little intellectual elite in a far distant capital can plan our lives for us better than we can plan them ourselves, then who decides who the babysitters are? Answer. The deciders decide for themselves. And who are these self-appointed deciders? In a word, technocrats. Technocracy, a noun, is defined as the government or control of society or industry by an elite of technical experts. Technocracy is the science of social engineering, which by definition means psychological manipulation. The scientific operation of the entire social mechanism to produce, this is, to quote Technocracy, Inc., the official publication of the technocrats from 1938, technocracy is the science of social engineering, which social engineering by definition is psychological manipulation. Continuing, technocracy is the science of social engineering, the scientific operation of the entire social mechanism to produce and distribute goods and services to the entire population of this continent and really the world at this point. For the first time in human history, it will be done as a scientific technical engineering problem. There will be no place for politics or politicians, finance or financiers, rackets or racketeers. In other words, no room for people. Again, that's quoting Technocracy, Inc., the technocrats' official publication from 1938. This is the grand dream. And the just as a brief aside, the technocrats' new international economic order is unfolding, and the world at large, the American populace in particular, are clamoring for it and don't realize it. We are the undoing of ourselves, and we don't even realize it. The if you want to just oversimplify, the capitalist system, the Adam Smith Wealth of Nations, supply and demand, hidden hand system is being disrupted, as the technocrats would say. The operative term is disruptive innovation and disruptive technology. So that system is being constructed now. And as I've said before, the best, I think, the clearest picture that you can get, the best encapsulation of that and clearest picture that you can get is to read and understand Jeremy Rifkin's Zero Marginal Cost Society. That book will tell you the shocking reality. And so I encourage you to read it. Stick around, we'll be right back after this short break.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. And remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
So, as I said, the best encapsulation I think you could perhaps get of the technocrats' new international economic order would be, I mean, you can see it identified in a number of things, but I think Jeremy Rifkin's book, The Zero Marginal Cost Society, The Internet of Things, The Collaborative Commons, and The Eclipse of Capitalism, spells it out pretty clearly. Even the title is very instructive. And from Amazon's book description has this to say about the book. In The Zero Marginal Cost Society, New York Times bestselling author Jeremy Rifkin describes how the emerging Internet of Things is speeding us to an era of nearly free goods and services, precipitating the meteoric rise of a global collaborative commons and the eclipse of capitalism. Rifkin uncovers a paradox at the heart of capitalism that has propelled it to greatness but is now taking it to its death. And that there's more to that story, but of course you don't hear that. The inherent entrepreneurial dynamism of competitive markets that drives productivity up and marginal costs down, enabling businesses to reduce the price of their goods and services in order to win over consumers and market share. Marginal cost is the cost of producing additional units of a good or service if fixed costs are not counted. While economists have always welcomed a reduction in marginal costs, they never anticipated the possibility of a technological revolution that might bring marginal costs to near zero, making goods and services priceless, nearly free and abundant, and no longer subject to market forces. And so you hear, while economists have always welcomed a reduction in marginal costs, they have never anticipated the possibility of a technical revolution that might bring marginal costs to near zero. That's untrue. It's just patently false. That was written about a long time ago. You even see that in the old sci-fi thrillers. You think about Star Trek, you push a button and there's your food kind of thing. The zero marginal cost concept has been widely spoken of and identified in science fiction and pop culture along the way. So the point, though, is, as the description says, the emerging Internet of Things, which is, by the way, if you're not familiar with the concept, it is what the name implies, the Internet of Things. The idea being that everything on the planet, really, will have some kind of network interface card, so to speak, some kind of NIC card, to be able to plug into the interwebs, and that's where the concept of big data is really headed. That's why big data is such a big discussion, because eventually the idea is that everything will be a part of this system. And so the idea is that you can find information about anything at any given time through this system, because everything is connected to it. And so the point, though, here is that the zero marginal cost society points out that the emerging Internet of Things is speeding us to an era of nearly free goods and services. So if the marginal cost of producing additional units of a good or service is zero, then my question is, where is the worker's wage? Whither the worker's wage? And of course, the answer is back to that quote from Technocracy, Inc. back in 1938, there will be no place for politicians or politics or politicians, finance or financiers, rackets or racketeers. In other words, no room for people, no workers' wage. And you've seen that. You've seen how technology is pushing people out of the workforce. That will continue. Even Bill Gates spoke about that in recent months. And by the way, this discussion is a big part of what Ted Kaczynski was so upset about. But I digress. Anyway, stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically, and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN, and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83 in decisions from 1979.
When you were here before, you couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You flow like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so very special. But
welcome back.
I want to have control. I want the perfect body.
Bottom of the first hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast already this Wednesday, July 13th, 2016. And I'm just going through the piece that I wrote last week in view of last week's violence, in particular the Alton Sterling incident, the Philando Castile incident, and the Dallas protest incident, which, as I said earlier, I would call incidents and not shootings because I'm not entirely convinced that the establishment narrative is accurate. I think at the very least you have a Gladio B, you know, COINTELPRO meets Gladio B style op in all of those events. I think it's fairly self-evident, quite frankly, that the establishment narrative is massaged, to say the least, and that is terribly unfortunate. So continuing, as I said, the zero marginal cost society, the Internet of Things, the Collaborative Commons, and the Eclipse of Capitalism, Jeremy Rifkin's book published in July of last year, 2015, is instructive to this end. And I think it gives us an accurate portrayal of where we're headed. And you can see, if you just make the connection, it's very simple. It's this simple, I think, and I'll get back to the piece. And I want to open up the phone lines again as we did yesterday, as early as possible. If you just make this connection, it's really just this simple. We see it already in so many things. We see this zero marginal cost society concept taking hold already. I forget what division of Kodak was replaced. Speaking of this discussion, I forget what division of Kodak was replaced after Kodak filed bankruptcy, but there was a company that, as if memory serves, there was a company that replaced part of Kodak's functionality, so to speak, and it essentially 50 employees replaced 35,000 employees. That's what technology is doing, and that's happening all over the place. I have mentioned repeatedly Founders Fund as a place where you can see the technocrats doing this kind of or funding this kind of disruptive innovation. Peter Thiel and other technocrats at Founders Fund have even spoken to the the lean startup model and the sectors that they will be targeting. And speaking of Peter Thiel, his book, Zero to One, Notes on Startups or How to Build the Future, is advertised there, essentially, or mentioned. So technology is not only hastening this concept of, efficiency and safety and security and uniformity and continuity and all of that. It's pushing people out of the workplace. And when you think about it, what these days with the way that and we haven't even had the conversation about the computer or robot that was used in the Dallas protest incident. I want to get back to that too. Speaking of technology, you've heard that mentioned, and on this network, that I think is very. I don't want to get too far off track on that, but it's very frightening. To see how society is unraveling. Speaking of just briefly, speaking of the questionable establishment narrative on the Republic Broadcasting website, one of the stories that you'll see is story titled "Dallas Shooting Exposed Lone Gunman Micah Johnson Did Not Act Alone." And so there are some video clips there that you can watch that are instructive to that end. But you know, as I said, the robot that was used in the Dallas protest incident, want to get back to, but not to get off track. The zero marginal cost society concept. We see it in technology today. You can see people being pushed out of the workforce by technology. And what can't technology do faster, better, cheaper, more efficiently, more consistently than people? People are messy and error prone. And these days, with the way that we have allowed our society, our children, our posterity to be propagandized and wired, they're not just messy and error prone. They are entitled, and they have bad attitudes. They're lazy and have poor work ethic. And so, generally, I mean, there are obvious exceptions, but I would say, in my experience, and this is not scientific, it's conjectural, I would say that by and large, by comparison to previous generations, especially if we go back a few generations, the young people today are slack. They're inferior in terms of their character, their work ethic, and so forth. But that is not entirely of their own doing. They are responsible to an extent. However, I would say that in large part, it's they're essentially a product of their social conditioning, which again is essentially psychological manipulation. So they've been conditioned to believe that they're this way. It's tragically unfortunate. Anyway, so we can see how technology is pushing people out of the workforce. That's been a discussion for decades. Really, since the Industrial Revolution, which gets back to Kaczynski's manifesto, Industrial Society and Its Future, is what it was titled. But so, and that was interesting, by the way. The manifesto, Kaczynski's manifesto, was published in the Washington Post and New York Times as a condition of his surrender, because he was never caught. So, you know, this is why the FBI has to know all the wolves. They have to have their known wolves, because you can't have Kaczynski, who can outsmart an entire bureaucracy and not be caught just floating around. What if we had several of those kinds of people who were smart enough to outsmart the bureaucracy and not be caught? My goodness. So all of the wolves need to be known. This is why the administrative state needs to spy on everyone. So, you know, I've read Kaczynski's manifesto on air in years past. We should probably come back to that one of these days, because it deals specifically with these issues. For instance, in the introduction, in point number four, he wrote, "We therefore advocate a revolution against the industrial system. This revolution may or may not make use of violence. It may be sudden or it may be a relatively gradual process spanning a few decades." And remember, this was published 20 years ago, 20 plus now. We can't predict any of that, but we do outline in a very general way the measures that those who hate the industrial system should take in order to prepare the way for a revolution against that form of society. That form of society. This is not to be a political revolution, he wrote. Its object will be to overthrow not governments, but the economic and technological basis of the present society. Do you see? I mean, can you hear the mechanics of the argument against technocracy, essentially? So, though technocracy and technocrats were not specifically spoken to in his 35,000 word manifesto, you can feel the message there communicated. Anyway, hopefully that makes sense. That's the best embodiment. Jeremy Rifkin's Zero Marginal Cost Society, his book, is the best embodiment of this concept of technology pushing the worker out of the workforce. So then what? So back to the piece that I wrote last week. That quote, technocracy is the science of social engineering, in other words, psychological manipulation by definition, the scientific operation of the entire social mechanism to produce and distribute goods and services to the entire population of this continent. For the first time in human history, it will be done as a scientific technical engineering problem. There will be no place for politicians, no place for politics or politicians, finance or financiers, rackets or racketeers. No room for people, in other words. So, is America a democracy or a republic? To quote Peter Thiel at George Mason University, March 31st, 2015, calling our society a democracy is very misleading. We're not a republic. We're not a constitutional republic. We live in a state that's dominated by these technocratic agencies. Question, what makes them the experts? Answer, nothing more than hubris, really, and they rely on us to give them far too much credit, a la the Milgram experiment and others. And to quote Edward Abbey again, anarchism is founded on the observation that since few men are wise enough to rule themselves, even fewer are wise enough to rule others. Or perhaps to quote Jefferson, Thomas Jefferson, from the Kentucky Resolutions of 1798. It would be a dangerous delusion were a confidence in the men of our choice to silence our fears for the safety of our rights. That confidence is everywhere the parent of despotism. That confidence to the naive confidence. That confidence is everywhere the parent of despotism. Free government is founded in jealousy and not in confidence. It is jealousy and not confidence which prescribes limited constitutions to bind down those whom we are obliged to trust with power. See, this quote gets taken out of context. Well, the Constitution binds, who does it bind? It is jealousy and not confidence which prescribes limited constitutions to bind down those whom we are obliged to trust with power. Our Constitution has accordingly fixed the limits to which and no further our confidence may go. In questions of power, then, let no more be heard of confidence in man, but bind him down from mischief by the chains of the Constitution. Confidence in man. So bind who down with the chains by the chains of the Constitution? Those whom we are obliged to trust with power. That's whom. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
My name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. And remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
It's the good life, full of fun, seems to be the ideal. Yes, the good life lets you hide all the sadness you feel. You won't really fall in love, 'cause you can't take the chance. So be honest with yourself, don't try to fake romance. It's the good life to be free and explore the unknown. Like the heartaches when you learn you must face them alone. Please remember, I still want you, and in case you wonder why, well, just wake up, kiss that good life goodbye.
Final segment of the first hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Wednesday, July 13th, 2016. And just giving you the conclusion of the piece that I wrote last week in reflection of the various incidents that we saw the highly publicized incidents, the Alton Sterling incident, the Philando Castile incident, and the Dallas protest incident. It's interesting. You know, there is there are, I think, a variety of butterfly effects, you might say, occurring. We'll get into that later. But the conclusion of my piece, I quoted Jefferson in the Kentucky Resolutions of 1798. So continuing, there's much more to say, much more to say. But perhaps the best way to summarize the violence and chaos and its motives and arguably contrived origins is from these words from an allegedly spurious letter from Albert Pike to Giuseppe Mazzini, who also commissioned Pike to write Morals and Dogma, incidentally, back in 1871, the letter. "We shall unleash the nihilists and the atheists. We shall provoke a formidable social cataclysm, which in all its horror will show clearly to the nations the effect of absolute atheism, origin of savagery, and of the most bloody turmoil. Then everywhere the citizens obliged to defend themselves against the world minority of revolutionaries will exterminate those destroyers of civilization." Isn't that what we see happening? There's a battle that is shaping up, forces being pitted against one another, contrived battle. And you can see the balkanization, the contrived balkanization that is shaping up. We played that clip yesterday of the stars of Bad Moms, Kristen Bell, Catherine Hahn, and Mila Kunis discussing, we're talking about how to discuss race with kids, and Kristen Bell's ridiculous statement. And I thought it was ironic that Mila Kunis said, "Well, I am a mom and I don't understand what the point of this whole discussion is." Essentially, it was pretty funny. Why does this have to be a discussion? It was very odd. Kristen Bell's words, "We should talk about the differences." Well, Kristen Bell, where does that bizarre behavior end? Do we, you know, do we continue discussing our differences? It's just odd, completely unnatural. But I digress. Anyway, that'll do it for the first hour. Second hour coming up, we'll open up the phone lines. I'll conclude this piece and we'll move on with some of the headlines right after this short break. Second hour coming up. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.